This Valentine's Day, sharing is caring, for a group of children at a Guelph after-school program. Children attending Bulldog for Kids in the Grange Plaza help spread a bit of love with crafted handmade Valentine's Day cards as part of the Valentine's for Veterans program run by Veterans Affairs Canada. Program leader Dana Berthiumi thought it was a good way for her students to put their artistic talents to work while doing something special for others. "This is the first year we are doing Valentine's. Last year, we sent letters. We received a response back saying how these letters made everyone's day," Berthiumi said. "This year, a parent told us about this initiative, so we thought, well, let's do it again, only with Valentine's." A group of about 28 students, age 7 and up, took part in the heartfelt effort in hopes that the personal touch of handmade Valentine's can help bring a smile to veterans' face. "It makes them think about what they are fortunate to have here, especially with things that are happening in our world today. We have one child here who does have a parent that is a veteran. And I have a family friend who is currently overseas, who hasn't been home since November, so he missed Christmas and New Year's," Berthiumi said. "I want kids to think about how happy this will make veterans feel when they receive these cards, and from people they don't even know." Each year, Veterans Affairs Canada invites Canadian schools, individuals and organizations to make Valentines for vets. The Valentines are then distributed to veterans in long-term care facilities across the country by February 14. Valentines for Vets began in 1989 when late newspaper columnist Ann Landers encouraged her readers to create special Valentines for veterans in care facilities throughout Canada and the United States. Every year, Landers' special, Valentines for Vets, column asked her readers to remember the sacrifices of their nation's veterans by making them personal handcrafted Valentines. VAC became involved with the program in 1996 and has been receiving and distributing Valentines to veterans in care facilities across Canada ever since. Mia Pike, a student in the after-school program at Bulldog for Kids, says she hopes her card will brighten up a Veterans Day. "I hope this can make someone happy, someone who might be feeling alone. I hope they can feel better about themselves," Pike said. Easton Field says he hopes his card can help cheer someone up and wishes all veterans a happy Valentine's Day. And Levi Grimm wants veterans to know that he is thinking of them. Berthiumi says the Valentines for Vets program offers students the opportunity to thank their veterans, not only on Remembrance Day, but throughout the year, and to learn of all of their accomplishments and sacrifices. "The kids are asked to make one card and more if they want to," Berthiumi said. "We try and do something like this every year, whether it be a Christmas, or this year on Valentine's Day. We do try to change it up every year, so kids can continue to think about our veterans." Matthew Eddalls, 10, says that right now veterans might be feeling alone and maybe feeling sad. "So, they need some cheering up. What better way than with a card," Edal said. "They helped us, now it's our turn to help them." For more information about Valentines for Vets, visit here.